Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This show is Easy Ed's Variety Hour. That's 2 hours of hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, and 50s, early 60s rock and roll. We will be here with you until the big hour of 8 o'clock tonight, folks, if you'd like to get in touch during the show. You can give us a call, or you can go to the Facebook page for Easy Ed's Variety Hour, which I will check a couple times during the broadcast tonight. And we have a good show for you folks. I've been traveling again, and I've picked up a bunch of new records, some of which I will play tonight. I've seen some bands that I'll be talking about at festivals. And getting us started tonight, we have one by Deke Dickerson, who's coming our way for an exclusive show in November. He's going to be over at the Rockwell in Somerville on the 18th of November, along with Jittery Jack and Easy Ed's Record Hop. That's the 18th of November. And we're going to hear one from Deke right now to get us started. It's the Dave and Deke combo, actually, Looking for Money.
Let's go!
Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
Let's go! Let's go!
Back when Willie was down on his knees, looking for something down in the leaves. Up to a ruby in a big black car, said Stack and Willie, what you looking for? I'm looking for money. Yeah, I'm looking for money. I said I'm looking for money, but I can't find nowhere. Back and Willie was flat on his back, picked up his axe and he started to hack. He chopped up the floor and he chopped up his teeth. He said, money, money, I find you, 'cause I gotta have money. Yeah, I gotta have money. I'm looking for money, can't find none.
a lesson 2 days in the can. He said, son, you're only a child. We're gonna keep your mama here with us for a while. You're making up the beds. He said, son, don't you do this no more, or you or me one's gonna hit the floor. Well, me and my chick, we take in a show, cause that's the only place that we can go anymore. The show let out at 10:05. The next day, Mom was back in
jail again.
Take my baby away. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Oh, baby, don't break up with me. Well, I saw you go walking with him just the other night. Almost flipped when I saw him squeeze you tight. Don't you remember when the time you was so true? He came along and looked at you. Don't you remember when you said you love me so? Baby, baby, please don't go. Look ahead, I know you're gonna be true. If you like him, I know he likes you. Baby, why don't you wait? Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Don't go. Look ahead, baby. Know you're gonna be true. If you like him, then I know he likes you. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me.
Absolutely fantastic rocking stuff there. Her name is Aisha Khan, and that comes from her brand new CD on the El Toro record label. CD is called Aisha Diction, and the song we heard tonight was Make a Grown Man Cry. Aisha Khan from London, England. Before that, Mickey Gilley with Down the Line on the Astro record label, 1965. Preceded by his cousin Jerry Lee with Breakup on the Sun label, 1958. And before that, Chuck and Gene with Curfew on the Ardell record label, 1958 as well. And we started tonight's show with the Dave and Deke combo, Looking for Money, from There's Nothing Like an Old Hillbilly CD on the Bucket Lid record label. And as I mentioned, Deke is going to be doing a very rare East Coast show on the 18th of November at the Rockwell in Somerville. And you can check out Deke's page, DeekDickerson.com, for more information, or you can go to the Easy Ed's Variety Hour Facebook page for more info on that. Deke Dickerson at the Rockwell in Somerville on the 18th of November. How are you all doing out there tonight, folks? I hope you are getting your weekend plans together and have some exciting plans going on for possibly going out and see some music, I hope. There's a lot going on this weekend. But we appreciate you spending a little time here with Easy Ed's Variety Hour on a Friday night. We are going to keep things rocking. If you have listened to the show at all, you know that I'm a huge Gene Vincent fan. Gene passed away in 1971 on October 12th, so yesterday was the anniversary of his death. He's one of the all-time great rock and rollers, and we're going to hear one from Gene right now on the Capitol label, 1957, You Better Believe.
Way of thinking, a wrong way too. I got a one way of thinking, honey. That's about you. You better believe what I'm saying to you. I don't want to you. That's why I'm telling you the truth. I never tried harder to play smart. You better believe what I'm saying to you. I'd give all my style just to see you smile. Honey, that's about you. You better believe what I'm saying. I don't want to believe, that's why I'm telling the truth. Turn me down, I'm afraid we're through. So give me a chance, make it more than a glance. Billy, 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 Billy.
right, folks, that is one of my prized possessions, and I am so happy to be able to share that with you tonight. Wildfire Willie and the Ramblers from Sweden with Dog My Cats. That is an unreleased soundboard recording made at the Road Agents Car Show in East Hartford, Connecticut in 2002. Got their whole set on a CD that the promoter of that show sent to me many years ago, and just so grateful to have that and to be able to share it with you folks. That was around the time also of the Green Bay Rockin' 50s Festivals, one of them. That was just a few weeks afterward, and I was lucky enough to be at both of those events. But that night down in East Hartford was something else, I'll tell you. Wildfire Willie on the vocals. I'm doing this from memory. That would have been JJ on guitar, Marco on drums, and Anders on bass. And I hope you folks enjoyed that. Before that, Gene Vincent with You Better Believe on the Capitol label from 1957. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s, early 60s rock and roll. We have a new phone number, 855-915-9636. That's why I didn't say it at the top of the show. We have a new phone number after 11 years. It's about time I learned it. Right, coming up next, we have brand new music by Rocket J. She's got a 4-song EP out, and it's called Rocket Baby. Let's hear one from Rocket J right now.
talking, trying to break us up. Why won't they let us be? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to break us up when they know I love you so. I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. Feel bad, yes, anything to make me shame.
Great Wanda Jackson there on the Capitol label from 1961, Sticks and Stones. We will send that out to loyal listeners Julie and Tony. Happy Friday, guys. Thanks for listening tonight. Before that was one of those new records I was telling you about at the top of the show, Merlene Garner on the Davco label from 1960 with You're It. I like that one. It's a beautiful record. Nice and clean. We started that set with Rocket J, her brand new release. The release is called Rocket Baby. It's a 4-song vinyl EP, also available as download tracks. And the song we heard tonight was I Don't Mind Being Free. That is on the Squirrel Tone record label. The Bill Black combo in the background with Slippin' and Slidin' on the High label. As I mentioned on the last show, we were heading down, I guess it was a week and a half ago or so, to New Orleans for the Ponderosa Stomp Festival, which they do every 2 years down there. It's a great festival. Unfortunately, this year it was truncated by Hurricane Nate, so many of the acts that we were preparing to see, we did not get to see, which was disappointing, but we did see some good bands down there, including our next artist who did a dynamic set, Mr. Roy Head. He was in good form the night we saw him, and we'll hear one tonight from 1964 on the Backbeat label. Roy Head coming up next, Easy Ed's Variety Hour, WMFO.
Thank you. the day you left me and you went away. I said I'd forget you that very day. It's been so long, so here's what I'll do. I'm gonna stop crying over you. So I asked the moon at night, how long should this go on? Then I asked the stars so bright, and they said it was wrong. So little good is what I find. Thinking of you is just a waste of time. And I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop crying over you. So I asked the moon at night, how long should this go on? Then I asked the stars so bright, and they said it was wrong. So little girl, here's what I find. Thinking of you is just a waste of time. And I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop crying over you.
Folks, on the Adore label from 1961, Jim Hunter and his Princeton Tigers with Twistina Twist. And before that, Bob and the Bandits with I'm Gonna Stop Crying. I think that's on the Loki label, 1959, something like that. started that set with Roy Head, his version of Teenage Letter on the Backbeat label, 1964. And I'd like to say a big hello to Justine of Justine and the Unclean. Thank you for listening tonight, Justine. Of course, the Ventures in the background with Yellow Jacket. But we're going to keep things rolling. It is time for us to dig us a crazy record.
I was gone. Well, I met a gal called Susie. She said I was the one. I said, I'll see you, baby, California. Here I come. See you for a night. See you for a night. See you for a night. And I was gone.
For the Sun label in 1957. Kenny Parchman, Treat Me Right. Bill Ferguson before that with Dark and Stormy on the Marvel record label from 1963. The trick on those is to get the right ginger beer. Before that, absolutely incredible bands. The whole CD is just great. The Infernos with their version of Three or Four Nights. The CD's called Don't Know What You're Missing. It's on the Pink and Black record label. It's from 2004. Incredible band from England. Fantastic release. We started that set with Charles Sends, Dig Me a Crazy Record, from a compilation on the Bear Family label called One More Record, Please. It was originally released on the OJ record label in 1958. Cool, kind of a bopper, but it had some, I think, trombone in the background. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s, early 60s rock and roll. And occasionally other sounds. This music in the background, which is Jerry Bird, is putting me in mind of some great island music by the Hula Girls. They have a new release out called Jungle Beach Party. So we're going to hear one from the Hula Girls up next.
Only the bold of heart should mess with that cold fire. Cole Meluna, lost in the bamboo and cocktails, pinch me, baby. This must be a dream.
With Okole Maluna from their Jungle Beach Party CD on the Atomic record label. And those guys are from California. That just came out in the spring of this year. And it is time now for a public service announcement. Folks, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yes, you're slightly paranoid, but nonetheless practical friends here at WMFO.
Hey,
Freddie Mitchell in the background with the Moondog Boogie. Which means we have flipped that R&B switch. Coming up next, it's Bernice Gooden on the Capitol label from 1955.
A stick of gum, a nickel lemon drop, a dime in the jukebox, quarter record hop, then a nickel dime quarter, that's all it takes. We're gonna have a ball, rock and roll you all on a teenage day. Then a nickel dime quarter, don't make me wait, but when the band gets hip, it's gonna make you flip on a teenage day. Hello, 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 hello. Pin a nickel dime quarter. Hello, 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 hello. Pin a nickel dime quarter. Gonna have a ball on a teenage day. When the fun is through, quarter after two, meet us in the drive-in barbecue. With a pin and nickel dime quarter, that's all it takes. We're gonna have a ball, rock and roll you all on a teenage day. Pin and nickel dime quarter, don't make me wait. And when the band gets hip, it's gonna make you flip on a teenage day. Hello, hello.
Duck, 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 duck.
Button low, well, you know I'm sharp sometimes. my big old plane. I'm gonna make you queen for days. Everything gonna be alright, so be my guest tonight.
From 1952 on the RCA Victor label, the Jackson Brothers with We're Gonna Rock This Joint Tonight. Before that, Fats Domino with Be My Guest on the Imperial label, 1959. And as I mentioned, just got back from New Orleans a little while ago. And when you're walking around in New Orleans, or at least when I'm walking around in New Orleans, I hear Fats Domino in my head pretty much nonstop. He is, Fats Domino is New Orleans. Before that, going out to my dance partner, Poison Ivy, the videos with Trickle Trickle on the Casino record label, 1958, or as I typed it, Casanino. It's Casino. And we started that set with Bernice Gooden, Penny Nickel Dime Quarter on a Teenage Date, Capitol Records, 1955. We'll be right back. going to keep some of that New Orleans sound going right now with Charles Hungry Williams on the Checker label.
Kind of
U.S. Bonds with Do the Bumpsy, ripping himself off, copying New Orleans on the LeGrand label from 1965. And he was one of the performers I did not get to see at the Ponderosa Stomp, and I was disappointed about that, but we did see him interviewed on a panel. He was very interesting and very funny. He told many good stories, including he said his first record was released and it was announced. He heard it on the radio announced, and the label had apparently added the Gary U.S. part to his name. He had no idea they were going to do that, and they just did it without his permission. Before that, another record that I got down in New Orleans, it was Lee May with Honey Honey on the Imperial label, 1961. Excellent stroller there. We started that set with Charles Hungry Williams, So Glad You're Mine, on the Checker label, 1956. And I'd like to say a big hello to Todd, listening all the way out there in Northampton, Massachusetts. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Here with you until 8 o'clock tonight, hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s, early 60s rock and roll. And we got a real party rocker coming up next with Big Sam and the House Wreckers. Okay, what do we hear? Let's see. Bullfrog by Johnny Moore and his New Blazers on the Sparkle record label. That's a reissue 45. I highly recommend getting that one. Johnny Moore and his New Blazers. And before that, a very exotic sounding record that I got from Dead a Mess. The Tabbies with Hong Kong Baby on the Cleopatra label from 1963. Before that, oh, beautiful one, on the Amy record label, Little Bessie, For Your Love, 1961. And starting off that set, Big Sam and the House Wreckers at the Party on the Eric record label, 1962. Easy Ed's Variety Hour. We got about a half an hour to go, folks. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight. I hope this is putting you in a good mood for the weekend. Playing in the background right now is a band called The Soldiers with Chinese Checkers. I don't know whether we have Carl listening tonight or not, but I have one for Carl anyway, so I hope he hears it. This is The Tornadoes coming up next. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
five-seater locomotion, here we come. Gonna have some kind of fun. Well, they're moving and they're grooving, yeah, they're dancing with all they got. I see them shimmy, waddle, waddle, and a stomping like I don't know what. Gonna twist, gonna stomp with you. Do the wobble and a watch-a-seater locomotion, here we come. Some kind of fun
The Margraves with She Shakes, and the CD is called Primitive Beats. It is on the Rhythm Bomb record label. I'm really enjoying that CD, The Margraves. Before that, Chris Montez with Some Kind of Fun on the Monogram record label, 1962. And another record I got in New Orleans before that, Scotty McKay with You Can Dance on the SS record label. and I don't have a date on that. I can tell you that it's orange, and it used to belong to someone named Donna. We started that set with the Tornado Scalpin' Party on the Kooka record label from 1962, sending that one out to Carl. And it is time now for another public service announcement, folks. Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, impacted by homelessness in southeastern Mass. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have one or two free hours a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org. That's chris@sowma.org. Or visit their website, www.sowma.org. And thank you for caring about kids. A message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Do you know about the Bop Thrills? The Bop Thrills from Rhode Island. Very exciting band. They do not play very often. They played my 10th anniversary show at the Midway and absolutely blew the roof off the place. They played the New England Shakeup this year, and we have a brand new release from the Bop Thrills coming up next.
Getting ready to pop. They're gonna rock a Billy. I'm wearing the socks. You really little baby, do the rockabilly, Bill. Rock a rockabilly boogie tonight. Everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. And there's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. Who tells old Susie he'll tear up the house. But it's a rockabilly boogie tonight.
Saturday play. hear was that bull moose sound saying, go bull moose. Oh, yeah, go bull moose. Go bull moose. Go bull moose. Up mama moose.
If that didn't get you, I don't think anything will. That is the best I can do there, folks. Jackie Dallas and the Tiaras with their version of Bull Moose. Alliance Records, 1960. Preceded by the Haikus from Detroit with their version of I Got the Bug. Classic rockabilly from the Johnny Burnett Trio, Rockabilly Boogie, on the Coral label, 1957, and we started that set with Rhode Island's own Bop Thrills, Roadhouse Boogie. And I believe I just read that the Bop Thrills have been signed to Wild Records in California. Congratulations, guys. If you get a chance to see them, go see them. And tomorrow night up in Salem, Jittery Jack is playing a show, and he's doing multiple sets, it looks like. So let's hear one from Jittery Jack, the Boston rocker.
Picture in my hall of fame.
Jittery Jack in the band with Little Red Book, we heard from their CD. Gonna have a time with Jittery Jack. And they are playing tomorrow night at the, what is the venue called? Smokin' Betty's Barbecue in Salem, Massachusetts. That's the 14th tomorrow night. And they start at 9, they end at 1. Jittery Jack at Smokin' Betty's Barbecue in Salem, Mass tomorrow night. Folks, we're going to stay with Boston music, and then we're going to get out of the way for Edward. So the last thing I'm going to play tonight, the Fathoms have a reissue out on the Music record label of their classic CD. Came out about 20 years ago, I think, called Fathomless. It was the first CD they put out, and it's been reissued with a bunch of bonus tracks. So we're going to hear one from Boston's Fathoms tonight. This was recorded in 2006 and was not released at the time. It's called Coolerator, and we're going to leave you with that, folks, and stay tuned for Edward. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll leave you with the Fathoms tonight.